it's always better after a win. I mean, the whole building's different. It's a different attitude. It's different energy. You know, it's coming out the way that we did in those first 2 weeks. It's hard. It's a grind. Everybody wants to win. And when it didn't work out the way that it did, we got back to work. But it was nice to come in after a win on a Monday where it was a hard-fought battle, and I thought everybody contributed. We made some big plays down the stretch, and it was a good team victory. And that's what we needed to get going in the right direction here.
You get a DJ when you win? Is that how it works, Matt, at practice or what?
I did. I heard some music in stretch, too, and I was pretty fired up about it. I'm not going to lie. It definitely felt better running across the field with a little music today.
So are you like Flo? We did research on this. Are you more Jason Aldean or Flo Rida?
Oh, Flo Rida. Flo Rida.
Sorry, Flo, see how cool I am?
I'm going to have to go with Flo Rida. I really like Flo Rida. I think he does a good job. No, Flo Rida does a good job.
Shows what I know.
Number one in the NFL right now in rushing. Kind of, I guess, sense of pride that get this offense, you guys are running the ball so well.
You know what? It's a testament, like I said the other day, to the offensive linemen, to the wide receivers who are blocking the tight ends, the fullbacks, and also the guys running the ball in the backfield. I mean, they've done a great job. We had a great explosive week last week, and hopefully we can continue that trend because it helps our offense.
But, Matt, it's even more impressive because you have had injuries on the line. Guys have had to switch around positions and, like, at a moment's notice. Doesn't that make a little bit more impressive what they were able to do?
Absolutely. I mean, we've had some injuries, obviously, with Rodney going in. Ryan Liljaj, I thought, was, to me, a hero of the game, a guy that has never taken a snap in a real game. But to step in like he did, and for us not to miss a beat, and for him not to us for not having a bad snap all game, that was huge. And I thought he did a great job. So all these guys stepping up when they needed to, it was huge and helped the team win.
It's a change for me. You know, when you play a position for a long time, there's things that you don't have to think about anymore. There's things that are second nature. And so I got to think about all those things now. So, you know, I'm running through things in my head a little bit more than I would at guard. But like I said, you know, we've been drilling this since the spring. I mean, I've been taking snaps with the quarterback since the spring, all summer long, you know, in training camp and even through the season. So it's just one of those things that you got to have a contingency plan. That was it. Yeah, there's a lot more thinking and communicating, and you know, you're communicating with the other guys in the line. You're communicating with the quarterback, and you obviously got to be on it with the snap. So there's some mental stuff that I didn't have to worry about at guard. So it's different, but it's football. You know, it's blocking the guy across from you. Really, when you boil it down.
I feel so much better now. I'm getting it off my back, so I feel more comfortable. But I believe in my abilities all the way from the beginning of the year. And if I have somewhere to win, I can show everybody what I can do. And the line did a great job again for blocking, making holes for me. I guess when they saw me do that, it just gave me more spark. And I guess it gave us more spark in the offense also. And everybody just fed off the defense when they kept stopping the Saints offense, and when offense try to go out there and move the ball and try to get in the best place to score points.
All right, what's going to happen now? The Hudson out, get guys moving over on the offensive line. Are things going to change at all in the running game?
Not much. Jeff came in and did a great job, and he was in there when I ran that 91-yard touchdown. So I don't think we're not going to get out of our game plan. We're just going to stay with the same thing. And we know San Diego's got one of the best run defense right now. But we just got something got to give, so we got to go out there and just do what we can.
You know, San Diego's a big physical group, and they're a veteran group. You know, they've got veterans in the secondary. They've got veterans at the linebacker position. They got veterans on the defensive line, and they're a big physical group. I think that they're averaging, I don't know, teams are averaging 65 yards a game on them right now, rushing the ball, which is it's pretty good by them. So we're going to have to come with our hard hats and be ready to play. It's going to be a physical game, which it always is. You know, it's a division rivalry, and we're excited about the opportunity and what we're playing for.
I want to win in Arrowhead. I want to beat the Chargers. It's, you know, the every year I've been here, I guess this is number three, but both times we played them at home, it's been these unbelievable ball games, and it's like, you know, I'm getting juiced up for this already. It's Wednesday, so you know, it's going to be exciting, and hopefully we can go out and get a win.